The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Tafyami holding Maseches Yevamis will discuss one of the inyonim that's negeh to Tfisas Kedushin and Kedushin, and Arayis that's mentioned in the Sugis in Yevamis. Interesting, it's really again in the later Prakam of the Yevamis, but if on a conceptual level, it's relevant to the first Chelik of Yevamis as well. Many years ago, there was a tragedy in a community in America where there was a Purim carnival, and there were teenagers that were participants, and sort of as a mock in one of the booths, there was a mock ceremony where a boy who was over bar mitzvah handed a girl a ring, some type of ring. Obviously, it wasn't a regular ring, but it was a play ring. It was worth a shava prutna in Sadriyam Kudashasli. And she took it, he put it on her finger, and there happened to have been a bunch of kids standing around, and there were at least a few bar mitzvah boys who l'chaira should be kosher edim. It was a shayla. Maybe this girl would need a get and become posel lakuna. It's a shayla that really was discussed in various ways in different tshuva svarim over the last few hundred years. When do we look at it as a maisa kedushin? If it's done looking like a maisa kedushin, even though everybody knows that it's not meant for real, when is it called? When is it dvarim shabalev? And so on. There's a lot of different facets of the shayla. But it does bring to mind an interesting nekuda that's in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Reish Vov, and since the passing of this week's parasha and the parasha of Arayis says, V'isho alachoysa loisikach litzuror, legalus ervos oleo b'chayo, the Chinuch says that ain't kiddushin toifsin b'arayis as you can get. We know that kiddushin is not toifis in erva, which means that if a person's mekadosh his mother, his sister, his daughter, he's not married. She doesn't need a get. The kiddushin is not chal. The isure bia of incest are chayve krisus, and the iser of having a marital relationship with a close relative, memela, means that by definition, if he's mekadosh her, the kiddushin is not chal. They're not married. Says the Chinuch HaChidish that mikol mokim mischayiv ha'isa b'hem ma'isa kedushin sha'toyra omer le'sikach. Says an astonishing Chidish. He hands her, he's mekadosh, somebody's mekadosh his sister. The kedushin's not chal, but since the Torah says le'sikach, the Torah doesn't say le'sovoy le'o, a loshon of beer, a loshon of intimacy. The Torah says le'sikach, don't take her. Sikach is the way the Torah refers to a ma'isa kedushin. Ki yikach yishisha. So the Torah says lo yisikach. There's an iser in marrying her. Now, is it chayv krisus? No, because nothing happened. But the ma'aser is a ma'aser lo yisikach. He says that's an iser. Umash v'losh kedushin. Ava gav demoved v'lokach kolaymish kiddush loy mahani lay. The Chinuch says himself that of course it doesn't do anything. Kolaymish ainu lekuchos l'shum dover. Ve'ainu tzvichim menu get mekol mokem nischayv b'kach k'moisho marnu. It's an iser. It's a very big kiddush. The achroinim take this in the Medayik and the Rishonim that most Rishonim, of course, hold not that way. A Maisa Kedushin that has no halachic significance can't be considered a Maisa Issa. A Maisa Issa can only be something of that has some type of import. So they argue. What that would mean according to the Chinuch in the context of the story that we just said over is that if there was some type of like a Purim carnival type of situation where a brother wanted to, so to speak, be mekadosh his sister, one should be choishish not that way. The Chinuch says that it's an iser of loisikach. Just interesting halacha to know. Lemaisa, one of the gemaras that's brought, what seems to be a mufurish gemara, not like this Chinuch, is a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Peites, where the Gemara says that a woman who it was thought that her husband died, and she went and she got married, so then she was living basically with a second man. So we'll learn the second chelik of Yevamos about the ramifications. She lived with somebody else, she has to leave her husband, she has to take a get from her first husband, because she was living with somebody else, as well as she's not allowed to live with the second husband. And the Gemara says, what happens, let's say, she wasn't married, she wasn't living together as man and wife with a second fellow, but Baruch Hashem, he came in the nick of the time, her first husband, her lawful husband came back, and it was only at the stage of Kedushin. He had only been Mekadosh her. The Gemara clearly says that no issa was done. Not only did they not live together to the Chomer of Chayvei Krisus, the Gemara says that's called that there was no issa. Le'ovro issa. Le'ovro issa, according to Chinuch, there's an issa, there issa. He was Mekadosh, somebody else was Mekadosh her as an Eishes Ish. L'chay there were an issa on the Kedushin. Not an issa chamura of Koris, but an issa nevertheless. This is one of the famous kashas on the Chinuch. And what it would seem to be is that there's a fundamental difference, and this cuts into the oimik of Parshas Arayis on a lomdisha level, that there's a fundamental difference between the isser of Eishes Ish and all the familiar relationships where the Torah says no tefis kedushin, even though Eishes Ish also has the same thing. If somebody is mekadosh and Eishes Ish, the kedushin is not chal. The oinish is also misa, chayvei krisus, but there's a fundamental difference. When any of the other arayis, the familiar relationship defines them as two people that can't have a relationship. A sister, a mother, and so on. The familial relationship precludes a relationship of ishus, lo tafsiva kedushin. With an Eishes Ish, there's nothing about this woman that precludes her from being married to him. If her husband would die, she could get married to him. Isra Eishes Ish has a whole different dynamic. And the way the Pnei Yeshua says it, Avnim Lum brings the famous Shtikal Avnim Lum, where he brings the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is in Gittin Dafim Gimel. Pnei Yeshua suggests, he has his own rayas, that the Isra Eishes Ish is not based on a definition of this woman as being somebody who can't get married to somebody else. But the fact of the matter is that the definition of marrying somebody means the Maisa Kedushin defines her as an Eishes Ish. We don't find, by the way, as an aside, we don't find that a man who gets married is now defined as an Ish Shel Ishazu. In Torah Hashkofa, a woman is Mrs. Feminism aside, no political correctness. A woman is called Mrs. So and so. A man is not called Mr. of his wife. Why is that? Because in Torah perception, the marriage is his. He's kind to her. Being kind to her doesn't mean that she's his possession. It's a dynamic of what's chal in the kedushin. What's chal the kedushin is that she becomes his wife. She's konui to him. And that's why the Ran in the Adorim Daf Chavtes defines the dynamic of getting married as she allows him to marry her. Because he's taking her and creating in her a shame that she is his wife. She's Mrs. So-and-so. He's not Mr. of, you know, in the outside world, they exchange rings. All that is connected to Terei Hashkofa. Terei Hashkofa, she's Mrs. of the man. That's the, in Lomdus it's that way, in Halacha that way, in Hashkofa it's that way also. So the Pnei Yeshua says the reason why there's no Tefisas Kedushin in Eishes Ish is not because she's an Erva in the simple sense, but it's because since she's Mrs. So-and-so, she can't become Mrs. If she's Mrs. Pliny, she's already taken. She is Mrs. Pliny. She can't become Mrs. Almoini. It's impossible. Not because she's an Eishes Ish and there's an Eishes Ish is a woman that doesn't, that there's no Tefisas Kedushin. But she's Mrs. So-and-so. L'chayru, what we'll have to say to Miyash of the Kasha from the Gemara of the Chinuch, is that this that the Chinuch said, that an Eishes, an Erva, that a man is Mekadosh, it is called the Loisikach, there's an Isser of Loisikach, is because any Isser Erva, she can't get married to him, but the Kedushin is a Maisa Kedushin. But there's no Maisa Kedushin in a woman who is Mrs. Pliny. The act of Kedushin is defining her as Mrs. Almoini. She can't be Mrs. Almoini if she's Mrs. Pliny. So well, the act of Kedushin is not an act of Kedushin at all, and therefore, there's no, the act of Kedushin is nothing. It's meaningless. And because it's meaningless, therefore it's not awesome. Masha'enkin, Isser Erva, you have a woman, she's not married, theoretically, you can do a Maisa Kiddush in her. It just happens to be the Torah doesn't want these two people living together as husband and wife. The Torah said the Kiddush won't be Chal, but the act of Kiddush is a meaningful act. I'll kopon him that you're over an Isser if it's done. That's the Chor, the way we would have to Miyash the Chinuch. Which leaves us also with an interesting sidebar. The Rambam says something interesting. The Rambam in Perek Dal Hilchos Ishus Halacha Yud Beis says that even though if one is Mekadosh a woman and they're under the chuppah and she was nidah, the halacha is that the kedushin is toifis. If a couple gets to the chuppah and lamaisa the kala was not tohira, the halacha is that the marriage, they go through the marriage. Of course, he doesn't. There's a way to do it with sensitivity. He doesn't put the ring on her finger because he can't touch her. But he doesn't, you know, the shinuyim and the yichud is not so simple. So we try to avoid it. We try to schedule the kiddushin and chuppah at a time when she's tahira in order that they could go straight into married life, of course. But it's possible that it works out not that way. The Rambam says it's more than just a scheduling and a technical and a discomfort issue. The Rambam says, "Ein roi lekadosh ishenida." If it's done, it's done. But ein roi, what's this ein roi? What's the definition of that? Bepashtos, the Rambam does not hold like the Chinuch that there's an issur being mekadosh an erva. Now, a feshteitzach that a husband is not allowed to live with his wife as ishenida. It's chayvi krisus, like any other erva. But we all understand that there's a fundamental difference between an ishenida and between any of the other chayvi krisus. Kedushin is typhus in a nidu for the very simple reason that she's not an ishu asura. She's in a state of isur bia. But it's isur bia, but it's not an isur in the isha. The woman is not a forbidden woman. So therefore, kedushin is avadachal in her. That being said, it could very well be that the Rambam holds that even though by a normal erva, since the woman is not roy at all for this man, Bimakadisha's sister is meaningless, a joke. It's nothing. There's no ishus in a sister. But there is ishus in a nida, and therefore there's epis in any roy lekach, because the Torah says loisikach. All this arise, the Torah says loisikach. So where does that loisikach have any meaning? Where is that maisa a meaningful act only by an isha nida? Now, it's ironic because by an isha nida the kedushin is chal. But for that price, that's why ein roi lasus kach. That's the way we would understand the Rambam in the context of the discussion. So what we just discussed is the parash of arayis bechlal with the surprising chiddush of the chinuch. We also added the kasha with the difference between the fundamental difference between Eishes Ish and all other arayis. And even if you hold that all other arayis don't have an Issa Kedushin, but there's an Eini Roy Lekak, at least as a Lekatchila, in the context of being Mekadosh and Isha Nida, of course that's not the reason why we try to avoid the situation. The reason why we try to schedule properly the chasnas is because of the technical issues that come up. Not because of this Ein Roi Lekach. We don't pask in this Ein Roi Lekach. The Rambam, we go through the Chasna, of course, even if the Kala is a Nidu. But just for the technical details, that's why we schedule Chasnas to try to avoid the problems.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.